Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, Week 10. Glory and Glorification as Revealed in the Gospel of John. Thursday, Related Verses. John 1:14. And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality. Matthew 17:2. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as the light. John 12:23. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. 1 Timothy 3:16. And confessedly, great is the mystery of godliness. He who was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory. 2 Peter 1:17. For he received from God the Father honor and glory, a voice such as this being born to him by the magnificent glory. This is my Son, my beloved, in whom I delight. John 8:54. Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say that he is your God. John 7:18. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of him who sent him, this one is true, and unrighteousness is not in him. Related reading. John, along with Peter and James, beheld the Lord's glory when he was transfigured on the mountain. His transfiguration was a glorification. In Christ's transfiguration on the mountain, while he was living in his humanity, the glory of his divinity was manifested for a glimpse to his disciples. Peter refers to this in 2 Peter 1:17 through 18. He received from God, the Father, honor and glory, a voice such as this being born to him by the magnificent glory. This is my Son, my beloved, in whom I delight. And this voice we heard being born out of heaven while we were with him in the holy mountain. The Son was God incarnated, and his flesh was a tabernacle for God's dwelling on earth. His divine element was confined in his humanity, just as God's Shekinah glory was concealed within the tabernacle. Once on the mountain of transfiguration, his divine element was released from within his flesh and expressed in glory. Being seen by the three disciples, however, it was concealed again in his flesh. Before the prayer recorded in John 17, the Lord predicted that he would be glorified and that the Father would be glorified in him. Now he was going to pass through death, that the concealing shell of his humanity might be broken for his divine element, his divine life, to be released. He was also to resurrect that he might uplift his humanity into the divine element, and that his divine element might be expressed, that his entire being, both divinity and humanity, might be glorified. Thus, the Father would be glorified in him. This prayer of the Lord Jesus in John 17 concerning glorification will be fulfilled in three stages. First, it was fulfilled in his resurrection, in that his divine element, his divine life, was released from within his humanity into his many believers, and his whole being included his humanity was brought into glory, and in that the Father's divine element was expressed. God answered and fulfilled his prayer in his resurrection. Second, it had been fulfilled in the church, in that as his resurrection life has been expressed through his many members, he has been glorified in them, and the Father has been glorified in him through the church. Third, it will be ultimately fulfilled in the New Jerusalem, in that he will be fully expressed in glory, and God will also be glorified in him through the holy city for eternity. The subject of the divine glorification, the glorification of the Father in the glorification of the Son, is the subject of a lengthy section of the Gospel of John. This section begins from the middle of chapter 12 and goes through the end of chapter 17. In John 12:23, the Lord Jesus declared, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." As verse 24 indicates, for the Son of Man to be glorified is for him to have his divine element, his divine life, released from within the shell of his humanity to produce many believers in resurrection, just as a grain of wheat releases its life element by falling into the ground and dying in order to bear much fruit and thereby bring forth many grains. From verse 24, we see that for the Lord to be glorified is for him to die and be resurrected in order to bear much fruit. This means that the bearing of fruit is his glorification.